So we left off last time with the Ramban, Perikei Alach Kaf Aleph. Let's just reread the relevant line, and then we'll pick up where we left off. The Ramban writes, La'olam chosheshes l'beis chosheshes halal l'vest l'chodesh l'aflaga, that a woman needs to take into consideration simultaneously both a vest l'chodesh shein kavua and a vest l'aflaga shein kavua ad sheyikbal l'afam mehem gimel panum kedina. Ketzad, so what's this example? Rasa be'efa b'nisan u'b'kafbo. So if a woman sees on Aleph Nisan and Kaf Nisan, Chosheshes Aleph be'irm and Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So off the bat, she has a vest she'enu kavua la'aleph, vest ha'chodesh enu kavua la'aleph, so she now has to be Chosheshes and Aleph be'irm. V'im lo rasa, and if she doesn't see Dan on Aleph be'irm, Chosheshes l'tisha bo l'shi'ir flaga shel gimel, she has to be Chosheshes for tes be'irm, because that's the haflaga. There's haflaga from Aleph to Kaf Nisan, and that 20-day haflaga takes you from Kaf Nisan to Tes Iyar. Rasa the Tesbo Oshala Rasabo, then regardless of whether she sees Dam and Tes Iyar or not, Chosheshes the Kaf Iyar, she still has to be Chosheshes for Kaf Iyar, because that's a carryover Vespa Chodesh from Kaf Nisan. Fine. So we left off with Usher's question, who's not even here. Why is it the case, as it's clear in this presentation of Ramban, but why is it the case that when it comes to a vest hachodesh, as opposed to a vest haflaga, leaving aside for the moment the question that is really our issue here, whether a haflaga katsara can be okir, haflaga ruka, but definitely a haflaga ruka can be okir, whether a haflaga tzaris okir haflaga ruka, but there are definitely situations in which you only take into consideration one haflaga at a time. And yeah, when it comes to vesta kodesh, if a woman sees, let's say, an Aleph Nisan and Kaf Nisan, even as a vest sheino kavua, she still has to be kodesh both for Aleph Iyar and Kaf Iyar. Why do we say that once she sees on Kaf Iyar, so then that is okir the vest sheino kavua la kodesh of Aleph Nisan? So the Prisha explains in Sivkata and Kafkas that in that sense, a Vest HaChodesh is different than, maybe more chomer than, if you want to use that formulation, a Vest HaFlaga. So he says, Lo dami l'Vest HaChodesh, d'amrinan d'afagav d'rasa v'kaf nisan, tzvicha l'achosh l'Rosh Chodesh Iyar, v'lo amrinan d'v'riyas kaf ne'keres Vest d'yom Rosh Chodesh, Hayne Mishon the Vest Dimei Chodesh Tola Dafka the Oso Yom Darminan Oso Yom Goreim Hariyah. When it comes to Vest Chodesh, the rationale behind the Vest Chodesh is that we assume there's some association between that day of the month and the Riyah. The Kol Kama the Lohi Rosh Chodesh Lo Yadin and Eiz Riyah He Iker. So if you see both an Aleph Nisan and Kaf Nisan, we don't know yet which of those 2 days is the real authentic Vest HaChodesh that is more likely to become Nikba. So for that reason, you have to take into consideration both Aleph and Kaf going forward until you're Kaveh one of them, as she continues to see both on Aleph and Kaf, and that's because of the nature of Vest HaChodesh. Okay, so back to the Ramban scheme over here. Yeah?
It's everything. If she were to see Aleph, Kaf, and then two Rosh Chodesh in a row, then that would be a Vest HaChodesh?
That's definitely okay. If she saw an Aleph and Kaf, and then Aleph and Aleph, then she has the Vest HaChodesh Kavua for Aleph. Yeah.
Okay.
But the question we're addressing is, why is it that if she saw an Aleph Kaf, she has to be Chosheshes for Aleph the next month? And that's because, the preacher explains, we don't know which one is more likely to become Kavua, which one is the real Vest HaChodesh. So we have to be Chosheshes for both of them. Okay. So, the Beis Yosef was bothered by a detail in the schema of the Ramban. The Ramban says, again, she saw an Aleph Nisan, then she saw an Kaf Nisan, and she didn't see an Aleph Iyar. So if she saw an Aleph Nisan, Kaf Nisan, and didn't see an Aleph Iyar, then she has to be Chosheshes for Tes Iyar. And if she did see an Aleph Iyar, so sounds like a Ramban, if she did see an Aleph Iyar, And she does not need to be Choshesheth for Tessiyah. She saw an Aleph Kaf, then she saw the next Aleph. So even though there was a plug from Aleph to Kaf, now she saw an Aleph. So now I have a flaga from Kaf to Aleph, and I don't have to worry about the flaga from Aleph to Kaf. So the Beis Yosef says, why is that the case? Why don't we say that you start out with a flaga of 20 days, and now you saw Adam again in Aleph Iyar, 12 days later. But you still have to be choshesh for the original aflaga of 20 days. The assumption of the Ran's question is that even on the level of Eino Kavua, a shorter aflaga is an oker longer aflaga. So if I had a 20-day aflaga, what difference does it make that now I have a shorter aflaga? I still have to worry about the longer aflaga. That's the Ran's question. Predicated on the assumption that a flaga kesar is not oker a flaga aruka. So asked the Beis Yosef al-Ramban, the Beis Yosef answers that no, the premise is still correct. He doesn't dispute the premise that a flaga kesar is an oker a flaga aruka, but he says that when we're dealing simultaneously with a vesta chodesh shena kavua and a vesta flaga shena kavua, so if she saw on Aleph Nisan and then saw on Aleph Iyar, so that's already two-thirds of the way towards a vest kavua. And then we'll view the Re'iyah on Kaf Nisan as an anomaly, that doesn't fit into the pattern that's developing. So we're less concerned about that original haflog of 20 days, because we view that Re'iyah on Kaf Nisan as not part of the normal Maser. So fundamentally, a Aflaga Kitsar is that Oker Aflaga Ruka. But in this case, where I have a Re'iyah on Aleph month A, Aleph on month B, so that's already two-thirds of the way towards being Koveya Vesta Chodesh, and then I had a shorter haflaga, so I don't have to worry about the previous longer haflaga. I'm not focused on that re'iyah of Kaf Nisan. Yeah.
How do we know if the shaila here is whether a haflaga katsara can be oker a haflaga aruka? Maybe he's just saying until that haflaga passes. Maybe he's saying a re'iyah can't be oker a haflaga. And until 20 days pass, we don't know that we were oker the haflaga. So kozman that we don't get to tesiyah, he can't be oker it.
If it was the case that a flaga kitsara is oker a flaga ruka, so then once you see dam on Aleph Iyar, so then you'd have no reason to be concerned for the previous flaga of 20 days. Right? The Beis Yosef's question was, why does Ramban indicate that if you did see dam on Aleph Iyar, then you don't have to worry about the 20-day flaga? So the assumption of asking that question is that shorter flaga would be oker the original flaga. No?
The assumption could be that we can't be oker a 20-day aflaga until 20 days have passed.
Until 20 days have passed from when?
From the original aflaga. You know, we were koveya aflaga for 20 days, and we haven't waited an additional
days. We weren't koveya, it was a vest she'enu kavua aflaga.
Right, but we had a aflaga for 20 days, and
20 right.
days haven't passed since those 20 days, so we can't be oker until 20 days have passed.
Isn't that the same thing as saying that a aflaga ruka isn't oker aflaga? Sorry, isn't oker aflaga ruka? That's a different way of formulating the same thing. No?
And despite the fact that there is now a new aflaga, we don't care about this. Okay.
I think that's just a different way of saying the same thing. Okay, so that's the Beis Yosef's analysis here. But fundamentally, he assumes and doesn't back off the assumption that aflaga tsar is not going to be oker aflaga ruka. The Darkei Moshe, Katzar, Sif Katan, Aleph, asterisk, asks on the Beis Yosef. He thinks no. Even if the woman did see, as point of fact, even if the woman did see on Aleph Iyar, the Darkei Moshe thinks that we taka should be choshesh for Tess Iyar, because of the 20-day afloga. The Darkei Moshe thinks that the premise of the Beis Yosef's question is correct, and for that reason, his diuk in the Ramban that only berasa, only below rasa and aleph are yichoshesh for tes is incorrect. The Darkei Moshe thinks, as a matter of halacha, it would come out that even if she does see Dam and Aleph, she still has to be Choshashis for Tess against the simple Diuk in the Ramban. And he says, it must be that that line in the Ramban, where he says, Lo Rasa on Aleph Iyar, is Lav Dafka. He says, Rabusa Kamar. That is the Magia on the Machon Yerushalayim Torah says, the Rabusa is that you might have thought that if she sees on 220-day aflagos with Adari in the middle, so then maybe you don't have to be Choshesh for Kaf Iyar in that case, because then we're focusing more on the aflaga and not on the fact that it was Kaf if she already saw on Aleph. But whatever that Rabusa is, the Darkei Moshe thinks that the line in the Ramban is Lavdafka. And in a Chanami, Bein Rasa, Bein Lo Rasa, on Aleph Iyar, she still has to be Choshashis for Tes Iyar because of the 20-day Afloga since Kaf Nisa. And that's reflected in the Ramah, in his Haggah, to Sif Yagimel. Ha'isha sherasa choshashes aves hachodesh u'aflaga asher tikva aves hachodesh u'gimel pa'amim aves hachodesh u'gimel pa'amim o sheteyakar achas mehen keitzad rasa be'echa b'nisan v'kafbo choshashes echa b'iyar v'nei rosh chodesh nisan rasa be'echa b'iyar o lo rasa bo choshashes tes v'iyar shu yom kaf v'ri yas yom kaf sherasa. So the Ramah basically presents the schema of the Ramban, but he adds in those two words, O Lo Rasa, based on his understanding of what the din should be. And he assumes that the Ramban, Rabusakam or Lav Dafka, the Ramban didn't mean to say Dafka, Rasa on Dafka Lo Rasa on Alafia. So and this ends up being a machlokas the Taz and the Shach. The Taz of Katan Yuches thinks that the Ramah's emendation is correct lahalacha. The Shach in Sukkotan Lamed Aleph and the Nekuda Sarkasef argues. And the Shach thinks in the other direction, that if she sees Dam on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, then you don't have to be Choshesh for Tes Iyar, because the Shach thinks the whole premise of the Beis Yosef's Kash is incorrect, and the Flaga Kutsara is in fact Oker a Flaga Ruka. So if she saw Dam on Aleph Nisan, and she saw Dam on Kaf Nisan, and now she sees Dam on Aleph Iyar, so the latest Aflaga, the most recent Aflaga is 12 days, so that's Oker, we no longer have to be concerned about the 20-day Aflaga that preceded it. So that's what the Shach thinks is correct, Lalacha, that you never have to be concerned about a Vesaruka once you have a more recent Haflaga Ruka, once you have a more recent Haflaga Kisara. So that sheet of the Shach is relevant in two different Seer. The Seer that the Shach locally is arguing on the Taz about is if you have to be Choshesh for a haflaga ruka from the previous riyah, meaning the case where she sees on Aleph Nisan, and then she sees on Kaf Nisan, and then she sees on Aleph Iyar. So do you have to be choshesh for Tes Iyar? Because that would be 20 days since Kaf Nisan, even though she already saw on Aleph Iyar. Right, so do you have to be choshesh for the haflag aruka to be counted from the previous riyah? There was originally a haflag, 20-day haflag between aleph and kaf, Then she sees on the next Aleph, so that creates a new 12-day Haflaga. Do you have to be concerned for the previous 20-day Haflaga and count those 20 days from Re'iyah number 2, even though she's already experienced Re'iyah number 3? So Shach says, no concern. Once you have the Haflaga Kisara, you don't have to be concerned for the previous Haflaga Rukah. You don't have to count it from Re'iyah number 2 once I have Re'iyah number 3 at a shorter Haflaga. So according to the Shach, that Haflaga Kisara is totally oker the Haflaga Rukah, She'en Kavua, as there's no chashash for that at all. Ramosha Yoredeh Chelik Aleph Sivan Kuf Kaf Beis. Chelik Aleph Sivan Kuf Kaf Beis. Paskins like this Shach. So writes the Chazon Ish, Simen Pei Hei Sif Lamed Aleph, Simen Pei Hei Sif Lamed Aleph. Chazon Ish thinks that makes sense in Svara. Chazon Ish points out that there's a Ravid, Tikkun Avesta Simen Gimel Os Kaf Aleph, that sounds like a flag of Kitzar, not Oker, a flag of Ruka, like the Ramah Mataz. If you look in the Ha'aretz of Rabbi Buchwald, so he points out that in the Madur Basra of the Ravid left out that line that the Chazon Ish quotes, so maybe the Ravid had a Chazara. So whether or not that ends up being the Shitas Ravid, but the Ramosha and the Chazon Ish assume, like the Shach, that in this first seer, where you have a Haflaga Kitzara, the false Haflaga Ruka, you don't have to cheshbin the same Haflaga Ruka from Re'iyah 2 once you already experienced Re'iyah 3. However, the Shach Shita is also relevant in the following seer. You had your Haflaga of 20 days, Aleph Kaf. Then you see Dam on the next Aleph. So we just established that you don't have to count 20 days from the previous Kaf. But maybe you still have to count 20 days from this latest Re'iyah from Aleph. Maybe as far as counting a new Haflaga, you have to worry about the previous, the longer Haflaga as well. So the Shach is makel on that as well. Now you don't say, even in that case, you're not concerned about a Haflaga Ruka. Meaning to say that you don't have to worry about a Haflaga Ruka to count back from Kaf in the case where there's Re'iyah an Aleph, Kaf, and Aleph, so that is more, there's more of a logic to that, because Mechatesi, once I had a subsequent Re'iyah, Mechatesi, that there's any relevance to that original Haflaga to count it from the previous Re'iyah. But maybe I would still say that the fact that she had a history that indicated a 20-day Haflaga, so maybe I still have to worry about the 20-day Haflaga from the most recent Re'iyah. And then you'd have to, if she had a Re'iyah on Tess, then you'd have to count both 12 days and 20 days from Tess to be concerned both for the most recent Haflaga Kitzara and the original Haflaga Aruka. So Shach says no to both of those. But there's a Beis Meir who assumes that you do need to be choshish for the original Haflaga Ruka to count that from the most recent Re'iyah. Because the Haflaga Ruka isn't totally canceled, and now there's a new count once you have the most recent Re'iyah.
Just as a clarification, the Shach would say that you would need to be choshish for Yud Gimel here, because that's the new Haflaga Kitzara that you've created from Kaf to Aleph. Is it 12?
Correct. If it's 12, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei Vav Zayin Ches Tes Yud, or Yud Beis.
Yud Beis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What's the Beis Meir's or like, where does he get it from?
So the Beis Meir says as follows. So he bases it on the next if in the Ramban in Halachos. It's not the next one. It's Vav Beis. Ramban writes, Kishachozeres liros b'yom vesta l'kaf. I think it's the following analysis. The Ramban is talking here about when do we revitalize a ves kavua. If a woman had a ves kavua, and then she's ochre the ves kavua, and then at some later point she goes back in a single re'iyah to seeing on the day of that ves kavua. So we'll talk about that a little bit later, but the assumption is that there is a mechanism for reinstating a previous ves kavua even with a single re'iyah. So then the Ramban writes after that in Vav Beis, Kishachozeres liros b'yom vesta l'kaf, afa pishachazer vesum komo. So she had a ves kavua. She had a ves kavua for a haflaga of 20 days, and then she was ochre that, and now she goes back to having a haflaga of 20 days. Yeshahora shetzricha lachosh liyom lamid mimenu. Because more recently she had a vest of 30 days. So yeshahora, that she has to count 30 days, which is a more recent vest, from the reconstituted 20-day aflaga. The Yeshahara She'ena Khoshesh's Klum, Misha Shachazar Vesta Kavulam Komo, Nakar She'ena Kavua. The Yeshahara, that no, that once the Vest Kavua is reestablished, you don't have to worry about a Vest She'ena Kavua. But you had a Vest Kavua of 20 day of Flagas, and then you're ochre that, and now I have a Vest She'ena Kavua for 30 day of Flaga. And now I have, in the next cycle, I have a 20 day Haflaga. So now I've revitalized the 20-day aflaga, which used to be kavua. I brought that back. So yeshahora, that you still have to worry about the 30-day ena kavua from last cycle. The yeshahora, that no, once I revitalize the previous ves kavua, I don't have to worry about the most recent ves ena kavua. Well, lezeh da'ati nota, and that's my netiya, that you don't have to worry about the most recent ves she'ena kavua. She'im ena ta'omer kein, because if you're not going to say that, Te'ishazu kol yameha roa mikaf l'kaf v'dayin tzricha lachosh l'shloshim. If you don't say that, then you could have a woman that's going to see at a 20-day aflaga, and she's always going to have to worry about the original, or she's going to have to worry about a 30-day aflaga. Did I switch 20 to 30? 1 second. Let's look back. I may have switched the title here. Let's look back to Sivalov. Akira Savas Ketsa. Haisalu Deliris, Bikaf Lakav, Vishim, Savala Rasa Biyam Kaf, Virasa Biyam Lamid, Zabazah Surin. So she already has a vest Kavua Lakav, and now she sees Liyam Lamid, so you have to worry about the Lamid as a vest Shayna Kavua. Shinsa Pamayam Liyam Lamid, Zabazah Surin. If Lamed happens twice, they both remain Usur. Shinsa Gimel Pamim L'yom Lamed. But if now you're Kaveya, that's it. He's talking about where you're Kaveya Lamed. Hudu Yom Kaf L'gamri V'kav L'ves L'yom Lamed. So now I've uprooted the 20-day vest, and now I have a 30-day vest. Kishi Choshesh Yom Kaf HaRishon Shehu Yom Kaf Ein Amonim Yom Ves HaRishon Kaf Kadei Shetei Asur L'achar Sar Yomim Al Yosei Yom HaShino Yishu Lamed Yom Mona Kaf. Okay, that's not relevant to us. Then, kishachazeres liras v'yom ves delakaf. But if now she goes back and sees at a 20-day interval, afa kishachazer vesum kamo, you still have to worry about 30 days, which have been the previous, or the second, or most recent, Ves Kavua. Otherwise, you'd have to have this woman take into consideration forever both the original Ves Kavua and the subsequent Ves Kavua. So says the Beis Meir that according to the Shach, that a haflaga kitsara is oker haflaga ruka. According to the Shach, the Choshev kirva riyasa lakira af mikodin shabashir haflaga rachoka v'lo aver levelo reos. According to the Shach, that haflaga kitsara is going to be oker haflaga ruka. She's always having to take into consideration the 20 and the 30 days. No. Once she sees at a flog of 20 three times, so Mimela, you never need to be concerned about the 30-day afloga anymore. Elevada, the fact that Ramban says you'll always have to worry about the 30-day afloga, it sounds like you always have to consider a afloga ruka, even once I have a afloga kitsara. That's the Beis Meir's raya to his position. He thinks based on the Ramban that we just read. So Beis Meir says that while it may be true that we would accept the Shach on Seer 1, that you don't have to take into consideration of Flaga Ruka to count it from the second Riyah once I had a third Riyah, but you do have to count it from the third Riyah. That's the position of the Beis Meir. That's the position of the Alter Rebbe. Many poskim are choshish for the Beis Meir, at least l'chumra. Now, if you consider the Beis Meir, so kind of to that Ramban's question of are you always going to make a woman remember her entire history of haflagos? So, is there a point at which we would say we no longer need to consider a previous longer haflaga? So, Rabbi Moore concerned on page 74, Kosim of Yashiv, that he wasn't sure how long you need to cheshur in previous haflagos arukos, but not more than half a year. Half a year statute of limitation on a haflag aruka, the Beis Meir's ona, and Rabbi Kar Kosim of Yashiv, not more than a year.
The woman had a Ves Kavua for 20 days for haflaga, every 20 days she sat down, and then it switched to 30 days.
In the Ramban's case, yeah.
Yeah, for three times.
Right.
She's still looking closer for 20 days?
And once she sees 20 days again, one more time, then you have to go back to be closer for 20 days too.
But Gemara says that if you see three times, you uproot the previous vessels. So why would you not?
Yeah, but that, but it could be closer today or if it happens again. We'll talk about that, Ben Sheikh.
Where is that?
Okay, so we'll get to it.
Can you repeat the case that Revaliash was dealing with?
That?
The case that Revaliash was dealing with?
That if you're concerned for the Beis Meir, that let's say a woman had a 28 day aflaga, and then she has a Eino Kavua, and then she has a 23 day aflaga, and a 25 day aflaga, and a 27 day aflaga. So, for how long does she still have to chesh in the 28 day aflaga on top of her more recent aflaga? Right? If you're someone like the Beis Meir, that would mean that a woman has no kvias, she. You know, let's say she'll range between a 24-day aflaga and a 29-day aflaga. And the largest aflaga she ever had was 29 days. So until what point do you have to cheshbin two concurrent calendars of the most recent aflaga plus a 29-day aflaga? So Machlokas, Rabbi Morgenstern, and Rabbi Karp, what they heard from Rabbi Yashur, maybe they heard different things at different times, but either Rabbi Yashur said no more than a year or no more than half a year, you have to worry about the previous longest aflaga. Meaning, you have to cheshbin the longest haflaga that you had in the last 6 months.
Why is this different than other Vashen Kavua where it's nekar one time?
Because, so the lumdus behind it is that a longer, if a woman has demonstrated a history that she may see at a longer afloga, so the fact that she saw subsequent to that at a shorter afloga doesn't remove the possibility that she may see at that longer afloga. But maybe the shorter afloga was Dami Miserim, or it was the dam that came before the real Iker dam that she's expected to see. That's the former, if you will, of the base mayor.
It's only the longest one.
Only the longest one. Yeah.
Well, why not, like, let's say she sees 29, 29, 28, 26. So when she sees 26, why is she not close? She should roll 28 and 29. I don't know. I mean, Lashon L'Beis Meir is that we're worried that maybe the Iker Ona is at the longer aflaga, and the fact that she was Makdim Liros is Dami Miserim. But if that's the only Svara, then you're right. You should be right. I don't know. But either way, that is the position of the base mayor, whether or now we understand it fully at the moment. Okay, we'll look into that further. So again, Rabbi Yosha quoted either saying you only have to chesed up to half a year, only have to chesed up to a year. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes that once a woman becomes a miselekas damim, or she once she's like yoledes, you don't have to worry about the aflag ruka beforehand. Then if it's only half a year, that's irrelevant anyway. Rav Avner says that you know even the poskim that are kosher to the Beis Meir clearly only do b'toras chumrah. So there's the latitude either chumrah or chumrah for b'nei Torah. It's presented as a chumrah. Rav Avner said or quoted saying that you don't have to be makom for the Beis Meir during Shana Rishona. Rav Yashu was quoted saying that you have to be makom even during Shana Rishona. Rabbi Karp quotes that the minig in Galicia was to be mako on the Beis Meir's ona. Rabbi Will used to be machmir. Like in my day, when I heard shiurim from him 25 years ago. And then over time, he became mako on this, so you don't have to be koshish for the Beis Meir, even the kafila, because the hikir is like the shach. Yeah.
What's Shabbat not being
kosher? Damage is only lechumrah, so you don't want to limit the you know, place more restrictions than necessary during Shana Rishon.
But he changed like for
after learning the sugya again, he felt that that the ikur is like the shah.
It wasn't like he was there.
You read a Sadoros?
People can't handle it.
No. I mean, it's not something that comes up. It doesn't usually. It's not so restrictive and it's not so. It's a relatively limited significance. Maybe you have to husband it, but it doesn't. It's something keeping you back in the mind that maybe could be relevant at certain cycles, but otherwise. It's not so relevant, yeah.
In theory, you could add 5 Yimei if she keeps seeing a different taflagus. Right
no, the no, it's only the longest taflag, not the longer taflag. That was Eitan was asking about why that's the case, but it's only the longest taflag.
The Ramban was talking about a best kavua, right? Yeah.
Correct.
Not just any long best taflag.
The Mishnah says on Samach Gimel Beis, we're talking now about Akiris Aves a little bit. The Mishnah Vayim on Samach Gimel Beis, Haisa Lemuda Lias Roa Yom Tesvav, Vishinsa Lias Roa Yom Kaf, Zav is Asurin. Shinsa Pa'amim, or Pa'amayim Liyom Kaf, Zav is Asurin. Shinsa Gimel Pa'am Liyom Kaf, Hotu Tesvav, the kava la yom kaf, shein isha kavasa ves achetik ben a gimel pamin, veinam itaharis min a ves achetik akim ben a gimel pamin. So if a woman has a ves kavua, she only uproots that kavua, that ves kavua, with three instances in which the ves kavua is not predictive. There's no ri'iya on the expected time of the ves kavua. The Gemara tells us towards the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the final two dots, Einam et Harif min Aves until you're Oker three times. Amar Papa, Lo Amran Ela de Kavase Tlasa Zimni, De Tzrichi Tlasa Zimni L'Makre. If you're Kaveya Aves, Ayde three instances, then you need three instances to be Oker Aves. Aval Tre Zimni, but if you only experience Aves twice, the chaz is in the miyakir. So then you're okur that if it passes a single instance without a riyah. My kamash malan, tanina ena isha kavas leves, ashe tikvenim gimel pa'amim. Ma'u ditem lechad lechad, trey letarzi vizlasa vizlasa. Kamash malan, so there would have been a havamina that maybe should be, you need to be okur a two-time vest with two akiras. Tani kvasi der papa. Hai salamudili yathroi yam esrim. The Shinsel Yom Shloshim Zev is Asurin. Higia Yom Esim Velo Rasa Mutaris Hashamish Ad Yom Shloshim. The Chashash is Yom Shloshim. Higia Yom Shloshim Verasa. Higia Yom Esim Velo Rasa. Higia Yom Shloshim Velo Rasa. Higia Yom Esim Velo Rasa. Hurta Yom Shloshim. The Nasar Yom Esrin. The Nei Shorach Bismano Ba. So what is this Gemara talking about? What's this case of this brisa that says Luhud Liros Yom Kaf Shinsel Yom Lamed? So Rashi understands we're talking about a Ves HaChodesh. So if a woman sees on Kaf Nisan and then she sees on Lamed Nisan, they're both us are going forward. If she then sees on Kaf Iyar, if she doesn't see on Kaf Iyar, so then she's still Chosheshes for Lamed Iyar. If she sees a Lamed Iyar, and she doesn't see on Kaf Sivan, and she doesn't see on Lamed Sivan, there is no Lamed Iyar, by the way, but just for illustrative purposes, and then she sees on Kav Tammuz. So now you created a Ves Kavua for Kav. So Rashi understands that we're talking about a Ves HaKodesh. That's what the Rashi explains in Bale Nefesh as well. Says the Rash, the second Siman Gimel here. Then Isha Medaleges Vesta Pam Echad O Beis Pa'amin O Gimel Pa'amin. If a woman fails to see on her Yom Vest 1, 2, 3 times, the Eina Roa Bein Tayim L'Zman Acher, and she doesn't see any other time, the Chazeres Liros L'Zman Vest Lo Neka Revest Bekach Ad Shetikva La Vest. If a woman had a Ves Kavua, and then she fails to see at the time of the Ves Kavua 1, 2, 3 times, that doesn't totally erase the previous Ves Kavua from memory. And therefore, if a woman again sees on the day of her anticipated ves kavua from her previous tvias, that reinstitutes the ves kavua. So long as a woman hasn't established a new ves kavua, she sees on aleph, three consecutive months. She fails to see on the next three alephs, so she's been oker that ves kavua for aleph. But she hasn't established any new ves kavua. And then, be it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months later, she sees an aleph again. Even that single re'iyah is enough to reinstate the original ves kavua. So says the Rush, and the Beis Yosef assumes that is true to Das Rashi. The Ramban, who, as we noted at the top of this Amud, was skeptical about the existence of a Ves HaChodesh Bechlal, at least on the Suga level. So, Lishitoso, the Ramban doesn't explain this Bryce on the bottom of the Amud as talking about a Ves HaChodesh either. He assumes this is talking about a Ves HaFlaga. Haisa Lemuda Leos Roa Yom Esrim, that means on a 20-day aflaga. And now she sees that a 30-day aflaga, Zev Zeh Asurin. Then she sees that a 20-day, then she doesn't see on a 20-day aflaga. She still has to worry about the 30-day aflaga. So the Ramban writes as follows. Haisa lemuda lios rava kafish in sliyam lamed. Midaksani hai lishna. The fact that the Gemara, the Braisa, presents this case, Baha'i lishna. What does Baha'i lishna mean? So I thought Baha'i lishna meant, if we're talking about Vesta Chodesh, so it's funny to use the example of Yom Esrim and Yom Shloshim, because we're talking about four consecutive months here, and we never have four consecutive months that have a lamed of the month. So you could say that's lav dafka, it's just for illustrative purposes, but maybe that's what the Ramban's bothered by, Midaksani Hai Lishna, that if we're talking about a Ves HaChodesh, so lamed is a funny example to use for a Ves HaChodesh over beaded months. I saw the Masifta Kosef from the Lecha Misimla that he said that was shot in the Ravid here in the Ramban here, that the fact that it says Tafka Yom Shloshim, not every month has 30 days, maybe that's a mashmas. Or could be that if we're talking about Ves HaChodesh, so it should have said Yom Esrim L'Chodesh as opposed to Yom Esrim. Maybe. But either way, the Ramban says, he doesn't think, Midaksani Hai Lishna, whatever he meant, Shma Mina, the Vest HaFlaga Hu Dekav Mikaf Lekav, they were talking about a Vest HaFlaga, Vashta Koshali, came in the Kai Milan, Niri'iya Liri'iya Meninan, below the Fiminyan Aroi, Beis Alamites on the Beis. So, Blinedu will get to that Gemara next time. The call cover that yet? With a call holding it.
Which
part? Lamites.
Yeah. Call is that lamed?
Okay. So.
We started in the second, we started in the
entire. No, I know. I'm fine listening to this. That's what we're holding. So the Ramban says, so since we assume that when you count haflaga, you count haflaga for the most recent re'iyah, so then, Kishigia Yom Kafala Rasa. So if the case is Haisal Budalios Rava Yom Esrim, she saw a 20-day aflaga. Bishin Salayom Shloshim, and then she had a 30-day aflaga. And then he gives a mesum lo rasa. Then she doesn't see dama the next aflaga. Mutaras l'shamish ad yom shloshim, so she can continue until day 30, which means another 10 days. What do you mean? If So if she didn't see on day 20, she can continue until day 30. The Choshesh is the Yom Shloshim. So Yigia Yom Shloshim V'Rasa. So if she sees on day 30, the 30-day interval, and then Yigia Yom Esrim V'Lo Rasa. Since when you count haflaga, you always count the haflaga from the last ri'iya. So then, kishigia yom kaf v'lo rasa. So if the case is that she didn't see dam at the 20-day haflaga, umanu asar l'tashlum lamed v'lo rasa. And then she didn't see dam at the 30-day mark either. Higia yom kav virasa diksani ki arach mizman abav maininu halaka haflaga de esrim hashta. So if the case was she didn't see dam at the 20-day interval, she's choshashes yom shloshim, higia yom shloshim v'rasa, and then she does see dam at the 30-day interval, and then higia yom esrim v'lo rasa. Then you count another 20 days, there's no ri'ya. Higia yom shloshim v'lo rasa. Then you count to day 30 and there's no ri'ya. So what does it mean, higia yom esrim v'rasa? Where are you counting from? If there's no ri at the 20-day interval or the 30-day interval, so then you're done. What does that mean then? Higia yom esrim v'rasa, then 20 days later you see 20 days from what? There's no ri on day 20, there's no ri on day 30. So how do you survey a 20 interval somewhere? So Rabban says it must be that in this case, you're counting l'minyan haroi, meaning that if we establish even a ves she'enu kavua of a 20-day interval, then even if she fails to see at the next 20-day interval, you still, as a ves kavua, a ves she'enu kavua, have to count for the following 20 days. Pretending that there was a ri'iyah on that first 20-day interval where there was no ri'iyah. Right, that's what's referred to as minyan harod. So according to the Ramban, that the Gemara here is talking about a Ves Haflaga. According to Rashi, it's talking about Ves Hafodesh. According to Rabban, it's talking about a Ves Haflaga. So according to the Rabban, in this case, you take into consideration that Haflaga, even if there's no intervening Re'iyah. So the Ramban's reading the Brice again as follows. Haisa liyos lemuda liyos roa yom esrim. There is a ves kavua lahaflog of 20 days. The shin sali yom shloshim. And now, as an anomaly, you see at a 30-day interval. So you have the vest kavuv of 20-day interval. Now we have the vest she'ena kavuv of 30-day interval. I still have to worry about the 30-day vest she'ena kavuv. Seven zasur. So now I'm counting 20 days from the last ri'ah, v'lo rasa. I still have to worry about the 30-day interval. So we tell us the shamash al yom shloshim. The choshesh is the yom shloshim, and I have to be choshesh for day 30. Yi yom shloshim v'rasa. So now I see at day 30. Higia yom esrim v'lo rasa. Now I'm counting another 20 days from day 30. No ri'ah. Higia yom shloshim v'lo rasa. And there's no ri'ah on day 30. But because I wasn't yet okay the 20-day interval, I have to count another 20 days from the last ri'ah. I have to count another 20 days from when there should have been the last ri'ah based on the best kavua cycle, even if there wasn't really a ri'ah. And then, higia yom esen v'rasa, huti yom shloshim. Then at that point, I'm going to be okay that vest she'enu kavua because I didn't see at the vest she'enu kavua interval. So that cheshbon in the Ramban in this tzir is the basis of Sif Yudal. Haisa regila liros yom esrim. Rama asks, "V'yesh lo b'zeh ves kavua?" So, a woman normally sees on day 20. The shinsel yom shloshim, and now she sees on day 30. Zeh v'zeh asurim. Kishigia yom kaf l'ri'as shloshim. And now, when I have 20 days since the 30-day ri'iyah, asur mishum vesarisha. It's still asur because I still have the 20-day vest on the books. Then lo tirabo, choshesh is the yom lamed. And if you don't see on that day, you still have to worry about day 30. Shinsa pamayim liyom lamed, zev is asurim. Shinsa gimel pam liyom lamed, hutra yom kav, v'nesra yom lamed. The im la'achar sheshinsa pam opamayim liyom lamed, rasa liyom kav, chazer ves, shel kav l'mkomo, v'hutr shloshim.
Rashi's pshat is still true to halacha, even if you think it's not pshat in the Gemara, right?
The Ramban may think that Rashi's pshat is not true to halacha. Again, the Ramban, in practice in the halachas, has a vest hachodesh, even though he doesn't in the kiddushim, or he may acknowledge. So the halacha, he would agree. He should agree that it's true. It's not halacha in the parish is okay, right? Now, if a woman has a vest kavua laflaga, so let's say she has a vest kavua for a 20-day aflaga, and she doesn't see at the anticipated 20-day interval, so lahalacha, do we accept what seems to emerge in this Ramban, or may emerge from the Ramban's analysis, do we accept that she still has to be choshesh for the next 20-day interval, even though there's no ri'ah at this 20-day interval? Meaning, she has a vest kavua for 20-day intervals, there's no Riyah on the coming 20 day interval. So we haven't been Oker the Vest, because you need three instances to be Oker the Vest. But do you still have to Tajrin Ki'ilu, there was a Riyah on this 20 day interval, and then count, and then be knowing the Vest on day 39 since the last Riyah, which would be the second 20 day interval from the previous Riyah. Right? So if you're not Oker Vest, Sheino Kavua Laflaga, but there's no Riyah on the anticipated Onus of Vest, do you still have to cheshbon minyan aroi that keilu that we still view that the day of the anticipated ri'iyah as the beginning of the next haflag? So the tour, the way the Beis Yosef understands, assumes yes, that until you have three such haflagos that pass without incident, which would be Oker, that Vest Kavua, so you still have to be Choshesh for that Vest Kavua based on the Cheshbon of when she should see Dam, even if there was no Re'iyah at the most recent Haflag. So if there's no Re'iyah at all, you'll have to continue in Cheshboning 20-day cycles, and if there is a Re'iyah, then you just pick up and start counting your 20 days from the next time there is a Re'iyah. That's what the Beis Yosef assumes the Das HaTor. And the Taz in Sifkat Lamed Aleph quotes from a Marashal. Taz quotes from Marashal, long Taz here in Sifkat Lamed Aleph, that Marashal is Cholok on the Beis Yosef, that even if as long as she stops seeing Dam once at that Afloga, so it doesn't make any sense to count another 20 days from that blank day where there's no Riyah anyway. What would that mean? That because you have a Vest Kavua for Afloga 20 days, even if I didn't see Dam at this 20-day interval, I have to count for the next one. What am I counting from? So Mashal thinks that's incorrect. That if there's no Riyah at this 20-day interval, so you haven't been Oker your Vest Kavua, because whenever you see Dam again, you still have to count 20 days from then, but it makes no sense to count 20 days from this Yom HaVest where she had no Re'iyah. It's after the Taz quotes the Marshal, and the Taz himself argues and assumes that, no, that in this sense, a Vest HaFlug is no different than a Vest HaChodesh. So even it, when it comes to a Vest HaChodesh, you didn't see on this day, you still have to be choshesh for the next day of the Vest HaChodesh. So same thing by Aflaga, even if you didn't see it. This Aflaga, you still have to choshesh the Aflagos going forward. Maybe there was something that prevented you from seeing the Dam this time, but it doesn't compromise the predictive cycle. So that's the Taz. The Taz argues on the Marashal. The Shaf argues on the Taz. You see the entire point is on the Sifkat and Kaf that the Ramban sounds like the Marashal. The Ramban in Perek Vav Halacha Dalet, Hifsika v'lo rasa misha aver lel yom kaf u'badka v'lo rasa shuv eina choshesh es la'olam. La'olam until she sees Dam again. That if she didn't see at the 20-day interval, then she doesn't have to be choshesh again. Chazaliros choshesh with the Yom Kaf, Maria Zusha, Dailan Akarves. Next time she has a Riyah, so then she has to be choshesh for 20 days from there. So you're not Oker that Vest of Laga Kavua, but you don't have to worry about it the next time you have a Riyah. Rabbi Morgenstern points out, page 138, that most of the Akronim assume like the Shaf, like the Marshal, against the Taz, that it doesn't make any sense to count a Haflaga from a blank day where there is no Re'iyah to begin with. Okay. Right, so let's stop today. Mirz Hashem, we will try to finish up on Sunday. On Sunday, I hope to talk about Sunday with people here. Yeah, okay. No? Good. Everyone else? Okay. So Sunday.